See, Brian, you got to do this first. You got to toe the line, get the ball like that.
Get up there. Dude, you're closer than I was.
It's tough. It's tough.
I'm mad. I was hyping up my carny skills.
That little girl's taunting us. First question from Nathan McGuire. Dear Drew, are there any plans to upgrade the offensive line? And if so, could you give us some potential draftees' names? Yes to the first part of that. The Texans are always looking to upgrade all parts of their team, and I think they're going to try and maybe bolster the offensive line. And as far as names go, how about Ryan Ramczyk from Wisconsin, Garrett Bowles from Utah, and you've heard of the name Cam Robinson out of Alabama. He's a popular name as well, but look for those first two and maybe even a little Forrest Lamp out of Western Kentucky as possibilities at the end of the first round. Nick Batista, dear Drew, will we trade back in the draft to acquire more picks in order to fill vacancies as this year's draft is extremely deep? I could see it happening. Yes, I could definitely see that happening, especially if the Texans guy that they think they want to take at quarterback is not there or is not as highly regarded as a first rounder. So yes, I could see a move back in the first round, or excuse me, a move back in the draft out of the first round. Matt Brawley, dear Drew, can we please hire the Lady Gaga drones for every football game? I suppose you could. It's going to be tough, though, because the Texans play most of their games during the daytime. But yeah, you probably could, but I don't think you will. Casey Owen, dear Drew, J.J. Watt's been putting in work. Do you believe he'll return to this season 100% and ready to lead the defense? I'm not a doctor or a masseuse for that matter, so I can't tell you about where he is percentage-wise. But I'll tell you this, I'm not one to bet against J.J. Watt, so I'm expecting some pretty darn good things from him. Sean Anderson, dear Drew, what would it take for the Houston Texans to move up to the number one spot to get the quarterback they truly need? Bet you won't answer. Pay up, sucka, because I'm answering that bet. I don't think the Texans would want to move up to number one because I don't think you have to move up that far to get a quarterback in this draft. Most folks think and believe that Myles Garrett is far and away the best player, and that's who the Browns are going to take. So I don't think they would move up to number one. I could see him moving up, but probably not too drastically to take a quarterback. And Sean, since you didn't think I was going to answer, I not only answered you, but I'm going to reward you with money. So send him an email right here. Say, hey, I won the scratch-offs, and then we'll send you some scratch-offs, and maybe you'll be sitting on a big fat throne of cash. I'm in Michael Mao as a comedian. Dear Drew, Juan Ponce de Leon died trying to find the Fountain of Youth. Will we fare any better trying to find our franchise QB? Armando Seguera, mi querido Drew, that means dear Drew in Spanish. For 2017, the energy field, will it be natural grass or artificial turf? It's not going to be grass, I can tell you that. It's going to be artificial turf again. So, NRG Stadium, artificial turf. It's been fun. It's been real. Giddy up.